Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives.
Sound the people, sound the people, sound the people, the sounds of my people. Together we sound, together we down, together we frown, forever we brown. Sound the people, sound the people, sound the people, sound the people.
From newsounds.org, it's another episode of the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. The band Red Barat has been here in our studio on several occasions over the years. We keep inviting them back because they are one of the most reliable dance bands in New York. Their music's a blend of irresistible Punjabi wedding music with elements of hip-hop, rock, and jazz. But their new album, called Sound the People, adds something else, a social message, a call to action. Red Barat is here with us in the studio to play some songs from their new record. This first one is called Kalamukra.
Thank you.
That is the band Red Barat, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and a song called Kala Mukra. The band led, as always, by Sonny Jane, who plays the barrel-shaped drum known as the dol. I'll introduce you to the rest of the band in a moment, but Sonny, good to have you back here with Red Barat.
Thanks for having us, John.
This song, Kala Mukra, is, well, on the record, it's a vocal. It's, you know, it has text.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a response song to an older folk song, right?
Yeah, this is it's a traditional Punjabi song, and I first heard the recording Ali Sethi, who sings on the album, who is the featured vocalist that you're talking about, shared this track with me a couple of years ago because there was a Punjabi brass band playing with a singer named Iqbal Bano. And I haven't heard too many old Punjabi brass band recordings with a singer that are really melded together like that versus just being background music to a vocalist. And she popularized this song in the 50s. It was called Gora Mukra, which means white-faced, white-skinned faced, really. And the lyrics of that song are largely, you know, advocating and not advocating, but I guess kind of praising the
celebrating light skin.
You know, it's something that you find in South Asian culture. It's something you find in the world, in every culture, about this fetishization with being lighter skin and how it's more beautiful. We loved the song and I wanted to play it and we wanted to do it. But, you know, Ali and I had talked about it and said, this isn't our beliefs. We need to change the lyrics. So him and one of his good friends, Fazal Abbas, rewrote the lyrics. We're calling it Kala Mukra, which means dark skin face.
And so the text is about pride in being brown, essentially.
Pride in being brown, but pride in also just color and just not trying to whitewash, you know, or bleach away this idea of what is beautiful, but celebrating the idea that dark skin, brown, black, beige, this is all beautiful.
Yeah. And that becomes a theme that recurs in a couple of pieces on the new album on Sound the People. Now, we began with just a little bit of the title track, which features Heems, formerly of Das Racist. Now he's half of the Sweatshop Boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, the line, Forever We Brown, you know, it's like kind of a, again, a statement of pride.
Yeah, the whole song Sound the People is almost like a call out to all South Asians in the diaspora that have really spread out everywhere, to Trinidad, to UK, to the West Coast, to Canada.
To Rochester, New York.
To Rochester, New York. But
which is where your family
is from.
Yeah,
which is where I'm from. but, you know, the idea of also being proud and being brown, you know, the Forever Brown, Sound the People, it's also used as a metaphor in today's world of we're all brown people and there's things that have been happening in communities, black communities, since the start of this country, that are rippling through and affecting all communities, whether they're white communities, whether they're brown communities, Asian communities. So it's very much a metaphor stemming from who we are as South Asian Americans and who we are as South Asian diaspora.
And that idea that what affects one group of people has ripples and affects other people. Again, this is, I don't know if you intended this as a concept record, but it sure begins to sound like that when you hear these ideas being echoed in different songs.
Yeah, I think we've always had these elements in the band, in our music. You know, there was various focuses on different elements of each song that were coming together in this album, but you're right. I mean, the whole final concept really came together when Heem showed up to the studio. We'd been going back and forth talking about different themes of each song, and I was throwing them out, different lyrics, different ideas, and he pieced everything together in a very articulate, coherent manner that, I mean, I remember this. We're all sitting there watching him track, and we all looked at each other like, holy crap, this is the title track. Like, he just pulled the whole album together. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
And that's how it came about. It's just like in the moment, creativity, everyone putting everything into it, and there it is.
You guys are obviously here to play some live songs for us, but I want to give people a chance to hear a few seconds from a track called Vibrations, because the text here, which is not sung but spoken, sort of gets right to that, you know, the ripple effect of how we behave. This is from the record called Sound the People.
We, vibration, make different forms, figures, colors, we shoot forth one vibration creating another, thus many arise out of one. In this way, we are circles under circles, and circles over circles, and circles within circles, and circles after circles, and circles.
Sonny, who is the vocalist there?
That's Suher Hamad, Palestinian poet, mm-hmm. Palestinian-American poet.
Did she write that text herself?
No, the text is from a Sufi philosopher, Hazrat Inayat Khan.
Oh, okay.
And there's a bunch of texts and readings that he's put out over the years.
Yeah.
And yeah. He started out, I believe, as a veena player or a sarangi player.
Really?
And then he put the instrument down. He was a master musician. And he put it down because he realized music lives everywhere. Mm. It lives within the atoms. We're all made of atoms and vibrations. The universe is made of this. That's where the text.
It's just so funny. You think of like the cutting edge of physics and string theory, and then this idea of the ancient Greeks, and in South Asia they had it as well. This idea of vibration as something that.
Yeah.
It's just funny how different cultures have come to this. Let me introduce the rest of the band, Red Barat, going around the room. Sonny Singh on trumpet, Lynn Ligamari playing the sax. We've got Jonathan Goldberger on guitar. John Altieri is playing the sousaphone because a tuba just wouldn't have been weird enough. Yeah. And behind our drum kit is Chris Edelton. And you, Sonny, are playing the dol, which is this traditional barrel-shaped drum, which is played with two different sticks. But what is the point of the two different modes of attack?
The dol originally stems from Persia. It's an Arabic word, and every country kind of has a barrel-shaped instrument that has two heads on it, a very simple kind of drum. But this specific one is a Bhangra Dol that comes from Punjab. And there's a treble side that you play with a switch, but we call it a tili, which mm-hmm. basically means thin stick, or a chatti. And it's made out of cane or bamboo. And it just you can get some retroflex, and you can whip it really hard. Everyone's turning down the dol in their heads. I saw you, Chris. And then the other side's the bass side that you just play with it's called a dugga. And it's a curved stick, and it's used for getting pitch bends.
Right.
And just kind of muting.
So by dragging the stick along the head, once you've struck the head, you're able to get that kind of wobbly, the way a tabla player would with his left hand on.
You can to a certain degree. I sometimes also just do it with my hands or my fingers. Sometimes I do it with my stick, depending upon what I'm playing next or where I'm coming from. But yeah, it's like that.
Well, what you're playing next is a song called Next Level.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Sonny Jain, hearing the band Red Barat on Soundcheck today. Let's hear this piece called Next Level.
Thank you.
That's Red Bharat with a live performance of a piece called Next Level, which is from their forthcoming album called Sound the People. And Sonny, there's a kind of, especially on the record, a kind of New Orleans jazz flavor to that piece. You know, you set up the tune, then there's improv, and then the tune comes back. I mean, that would not be the first time we've heard elements of New Orleans in this band.
Yeah, I guess there's definitely a connection with New Orleans and with jazz, being that many of us come from that background, but also it's a tradition and musical vocabulary that I love, mm-hmm. and that's kind of pivotal to the band in terms of improvisation. But yeah, that buoyancy and that swing of New Orleans and Punjab, you know, just goes together like milk and coffee.
Yeah. Although of all the members of the band, you as the dhol player would have the least to do with the New Orleans tradition, whereas other Sonny, you know, as a trumpeter, mm-hmm. Sonny, have you played that kind of style, that New Orleans style jazz
it's
on the trumpet?
It's funny, I'm probably the least jazz background person in the band, perhaps.
Okay.
But I love to improvise and I love the music.
Right. Well, you know, Jonathan got to take a nifty little guitar solo in the middle of that. And, of course, the sousaphone would not be an uncommon thing. Well, it would be a slightly uncommon thing, I suppose, in New Orleans. So there are some unusual sounds on this record, on Sound the People. Mm-hmm. We mentioned, you know, Heems, who comes in on the title track, and Ali Seti, who is another one of the guest vocalists. There is another guest vocalist in the comedian John Hodgman. And he does the same, so this is a Hasrat Inayatkhan text.
Yeah.
He does the same text that we heard in the piece Vibrations, but it's just a completely different experience. Again, I want to give people a chance to hear just a few seconds of this song from the album Sound the People. This is the Punjab March.
Vibrations make different forms, figures, colors as they shoot forth. One vibration creating another, thus myriads arise out of one.
I mean, it's like the band sounds like a circus band and he sounds like a carnival barker.
Carnival barker is exactly the words I wrote to him when I said, can you do in a carnival barker voice?
So, why?
Well, it's a great question. It's well, there's a couple reasons. I mean, I'm happy you played it first before even trying to talk about it, because it's meant to be fun. It's meant to have some levity. And it ends the album, and that's why, first and foremost. But second, Punjab March was written by an Englishman named Charles Payne, and it's a common brass band song still played in the repertoire of India. And there's a lot of these marches that came through in the 1700s and 18th century that are still part of that repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll start out weddings, they'll play these English brass band kind of songs, and then they'll kind of change the Bollywood filmy music or whatever is popular at the time. So I thought it was interesting to do, because as much as we're anti-colonial, this is a thread. There is a thread and there's a migration that's happening, and we wanted to take it and kind of do our own migratory sound with it and bring it back around, because it is still part of the tradition of what's happening in India with the brass bands, and we wanted to make it our own. So that's why it kind of gets weird, it gets fun. Towards the end of that song, also, John deviates a little bit from the Hazrat lyrics, and there were some other lines I'd given him from some nationalistic movies that came out in the late 40s in India, and I basically just changed one or two words to make it more about inclusion and community, and asked him to state these, and they're talking about breaking the locks of the jail that we're in. Things that were resonating with people from India and Pakistan during partition,
right,
and during the political movements there, but something that's resonating with people nowadays in current climate that we're in.
Yeah. So the idea of, are you building bridges or building walls, you know?
Yeah.
Partition was a kind of a wrenching process, and now we're seeing it's equally wrenching to try and bring people back together.
Sure.
Yeah. So Sound the People is the name of the record, and it really is kind of the theme of, of the album as well, from Red Barat. But even with that, that's one of the odder sounds on the record. But then there's also this track called Gutter Machau, which on the album, at least, I don't know how you're going to do it here, but has almost like a bolero rhythm. I don't know what that is, but it was a very strikingly different sound for you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to let Sonny Singh talk about that.
Yeah, I never thought of it as a bolero, but
well, and I may,
yeah,
I,
it know. Is a it is a different vibe, and it starts in a very meditative, sort of introspective fashion, and it's appropriate that we were just talking about a colonial march because it's very much an anti-colonial song. The chorus "Gather Machau Bagi" means create mutiny, rebel, and a friend of ours named Ali Mir, great poet. Actually wrote those lyrics, wrote the hook for the song. You know, the song kind of tells the story of early Punjabi migrants to the United States intermarrying with Mexican migrants in Northern California.
Huh.
And, you know, they're working on the farms together. They're experiencing a lot of racism, a lot of bigotry. There was anti-miscegenation laws. So it's sort of told from the perspective of a Gutherite. Early Punjabi migrants started one of the first anti-colonial, anti-British imperialist parties in the world called the Gutther Party in the early 1920s. So it's from that perspective and from the perspective of a Mexican migrant.
And the title, Gutter Machau, what does that mean?
It means create mutiny.
Create mutiny, literally. All right. You guys want to do the song for us?
Yeah.
All right. It's the band Red Barat. Here's another live performance.
Gutter Machau Bagi, गदर मचाओ बागी गदर मचाओ।
The band Red Bharat, Gadarma Chow is the name of the song. What a great piece that is. I was so glad to see that on the set list for today. Red Bharat performing some songs from their forthcoming album, Sound the People, and both Sonny's singing and Lynn doing a bit of vocals at the end there. And Sonny, are you playing an electric dole?
I'm going through an M9 Stompbox, line 6.
Okay. Did that answer my question?
No.
So much fun to have you guys with us here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. This is Soundcheck. Red Bharat has done a couple of live outdoor performances here in New York recently as the city begins to reopen. But during the pandemic itself, band leader Sonny Jain kept busy with a series of projects, one of which has just been released. It's called Phoenix Rise, and it is both an album, made remotely with something like 50 musicians, and a cookbook with 22 vegan, planet-based recipes. It's a benefit for the Center for Constitutional Rights, and this song, called Heroes, is on it. It's a tribute to frontline healthcare workers from Sonny Jain.
The leaders, believers, they know when we together we get them. They're rebels and mighty people who lead. Every day and every struggle in the world, they give me cause to believe. Every activist that be activating out in the streets, advocating for human dignity, disturbing the peace that comes with ignorance, division, and greed, and distraction and fear. Algorithms overwhelming the feed. Meanwhile, environmentalists make it easier to breathe. The doctors on the front line give us the treatments we need. Unsung, the mighty teachers that's uplifted in you.
Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick, our video editor is David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer.
Justice, beloved siblings, you're never alone. Everyday heroes are amongst us out here carrying loads. Rebels and mighty people, leaders, believers, they know when we're together, there's nothing that